Pennsylvania Republicans are trying to regroup in the wake of Donald Trump's 2020 presidential election loss, but they've become locked in a cycle of infighting over the party's direction, warning over and over if they should go with populism or traditional fiscal conservatism. In essence, Trump or people like U.S. Senator Pat Toomey. WHYY's Katie Myers reports on the one louder perspective that's been dominating the conversation.
If you went back to 2010 and asked Dwight Weidman who he thought the future of the Pennsylvania Republican Party was, he might have said Pat Toomey. Weidman chaired the GOP committee in conservative Franklin County for several years. When Toomey first ran for U.S. Senate, Weidman was a big supporter. He really liked Toomey's brand of strict fiscal conservatism. Things are different now.
It's Trump's party. There's no two ways about that.
Weidman and many other supporters of the former president increasingly feel there's not much room for people who don't support Trump. Like Toomey, who was one of seven Republican senators who voted to convict in Trump's second impeachment trial.
You know, his disloyalty, if you will, to Trump and his actions with the impeachment and other things, they really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Weidman's pretty confident he speaks for most of the Republicans who dominate Pennsylvania outside of its big cities. And the state GOP is making that bet, too. As it looks ahead to a 2022 primary race for governor and for the U.S. Senate seat that Toomey is leaving, it has repeatedly made its allegiance to Trump clear. That became very apparent after Toomey voiced his opinion about Trump's role in the January 6th Capitol riots.
We saw bloodshed because a demagogue chose to spread falsehoods and sow distrust of his own fellow Americans. Let's not abet such deception.
Toomey voted to convict Trump on charges he incited the insurrection, and the state GOP quickly responded, saying it's planning a vote to censure Toomey. A bunch of county Republican committees have already done it. But even though the pro-Trump, anti-Toomey voices have dominated the party's messaging, internally there's a lot of tension. Longtime Cumberland County Republican Commissioner Gary Eichelberger is a Trump critic.
We've got a major Stalin-like purge going on, apparently. This is the Republican version of cancel culture. That's how I have to put it.
Eichelberger says after Trump underperformed in Pennsylvania, fellow party members have gotten more hostile to people like him, who want to put the former president behind them.
The party leaders at the county level are embarrassed that they couldn't deliver numbers for state committee, so they're all flailing around. Anybody who's in disagreement gets labeled, and they want to run them out of the party.
But Eichelberger still thinks there's room for a party of conservatives like Toomey. And other Republicans are banking on that. Ryan Costello, a former congressman from Chester County, is seriously considering a run for Toomey's soon-to-be-open Senate seat. He'd be running as a moderate, so the party's tilt to Trump gives him pause.
There's a part of the Republican Party that is very fixated and invested in former President Trump as the figurehead of the party and as kind of the voice of the party.
What he's banking on, he says, is that the voters don't all feel the same way. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.